Iraq trip for key Trump advisor.
His son-in-law has arrived in Baghdad.
Important days for Supreme Court pick.
We're going to confirm Judge Gorsuch this week.
Storms batter the South.
Oh my gosh, that's it.
It's on the road.
Holy crap.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump suggested his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would be able to forge a Mideast peace. And since getting a job as White House advisor, his list of responsibilities has only grown. Now, Kushner is in Iraq with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. CBS's Cammie McCormick is at the Pentagon.
Kushner arrived just minutes ago in Baghdad. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford invited Kushner to get a firsthand assessment from U.S. forces on the ground there. His visit comes as the battle for Mosul continues. In the western part of that city, the fighting has been fierce to reclaim it from ISIS. President Trump has said he wants to escalate the fight against ISIS there and in Syria. Kushner will meet with senior U.S. advisors in Iraq and visit forces out in the field.
Well, the Senate Judiciary Committee is set to approve Neil Gorsuch's Supreme Court nomination today, but what comes next in the full Senate figures to be anything but routine. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
It's shaping up to be a showdown on the Senate floor Friday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News Sunday.
Judge Gorsuch is going to be confirmed. The way in which that occurs is in the hands of the Democratic minority.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's highly unlikely Gorsuch will get the 60 votes needed to break a filibuster. Only three of the 48 Senate Democrats have so far said they're willing to vote for him. Now, if that number reaches eight, Gorsuch will clear the hurdle. If not, Republicans may decide to go nuclear and change the Senate rules, eliminating filibusters for Supreme Court nominees. Schumer told NBC's Meet the Press that's a bad idea.
Most Democrats and most Republicans have served in both the minority and majority and know what it means.
But it was Democrats who exercised the nuclear option in 2013, eliminating filibusters for lower court nominees and potentially setting the table for what might come Friday. Steve?
In an interview with the Financial Times, President Trump warns that if China doesn't help, in his words, solve North Korea, we will. He didn't specify what that meant. North Korea has been angering the West with recent missile tests. Mr. Trump meets later this week with China's president at his Florida retreat, Mar-a-Lago. Mr. Trump meets with Egypt's president today in Washington. A powerful storm system left death and destruction in Louisiana. Strong winds, large hail and flooding, and a tornado that flipped a mobile home in Bro Bridge, Louisiana, killing Eric Alexander's three-year-old daughter and her mother.
She was a very lovely woman, the love of my life, my daughter, everything.
CBS's David Begno is covering.
If you're thinking right now, why would they have been in a trailer during a tornado? The family says both of them were sleeping. The father of the family had gone to the grocery store to get food when he came back to find his wife and daughter dead. It cannot be overstated. During a tornado, you are 10 times more likely to die in a trailer than a traditional home. If you can get out and go somewhere else, do it.
That storm system is now pounding parts of Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Now to South America and the desperate search for survivors after mudslides and floods in southern Colombia that have killed more than 250 people. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Emergency responders are looking through the rubble, tirelessly searching for survivors. This father is looking for his daughter Luisa, who's barely old enough to call out his name. She's just one of the hundreds still missing. This woman's friend was swept away by the current, her husband unable to hold on tight enough. More than 1,000 troops are on the ground searching and recovering bodies.
Bill Cosby returns to a Pennsylvania court today in a showdown over evidence in his sexual assault case. Cosby's lawyers want to bar any mention of drugs he gave to women, saying it's irrelevant. Prosecutors say it shows his familiarity with date rape drugs. The trial is set for June. Consumer groups are calling on the FDA to take action on a hair dye for men over fears that it could be harmful. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Grecian Formula 16.
Since the 1960s, American men have heeded the call of ads like this and covered up that gray.
No mess.
But the lead acetate in these products is 10 times the level found in lead paint. Adults can read the warning labels, but kids are most at risk from even indirect contact, says Tom Neltner of the Environmental Defense Fund.
It's going to be lead on the soap dispenser, lead on the faucet, and kids will get exposed to it that way.
Consumer groups calling for a ban, despite the company company's insistence that their products are safe. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
The maker of the EpiPen says a defective part is behind a new recall of that device. Because of it, the shots may be ineffective. The recall in other countries at first was expanded to include the U.S. late last week. 2 days after stopping UConn's record 111-game winning streak, the women's basketball team at Mississippi State fell short in the national title game.
Smiles galore, the horn sounds, and the Gamecocks of South Carolina have their first-ever women's basketball national championship.
The call on Westwood One as South Carolina beat their conference rivals 67-55 to take the crown. The NCAA Men's Basketball Championship will be decided tonight, with last year's runner-up looking to make amends. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
North Carolina has been here many times. Gonzaga is a newcomer, but both teams want to win badly. Gonzaga's Nigel Williams-Goss is hoping for that first national championship.
Well, it means everything. It means everything for our past players, our alums.
For the North Carolina players, there is extra motivation. They are trying to erase last year's memories when they lost the championship game on a last-second shot. Theo Pinson.
It definitely gives you an extra drive of we got to finish it.
Carolina is a slight favorite. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the national championship game in Glendale, Arizona.
When the lights come on, everybody's screaming. Jason Aldean took the top prize for the second straight year at the Academy of Country Music Awards on CBS, Entertainer of the Year.
I was so happy to get it last year. I never cared if I got it again, honestly, and to get it tonight, I mean, it was just the first thing I wanted to do was get in there with my band and crew and just kind of celebrate with those guys.
And it was a big night for Miranda Lambert.
Another vibe, another call.
She won Album of the Year for The Weight of These Wings. A trial opens today in the case of a man accused in the 2014 ambush attack on a state police barracks in Pennsylvania that left a trooper dead. CBS's Peter King.
Eric Freen disappeared into the Pocono Mountains after the attack. He was on the FBI's most wanted list. Nearly 1,000 law enforcement officers joined the search when U.S. Marshals caught up with him 48 days later. Frank Noonan was then the state's police commissioner.
They ordered him to surrender, to get down on his knees and raise his hands, which is what he did.
Jury selection was moved to suburban Philadelphia because of the emotions and publicity surrounding the case. As it heads back north, 7 women and 4 men will hear it, and if they find Freen guilty, he could face the death penalty. Peter King, CBS News.
Well, Doris Day turns 95 today. A birth certificate now confirms that, and it settles a dispute over when she was born. Day had always thought she had a 1924 birthday, which would make her only 93. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.